Well, you know, everyone, and a very alarming statistic is that only about 6 out of 10 students who are blind or visually impaired graduate from college. And a lot of programs are working to change that statistic and improve the outcome for college students with vision impairments. One of these programs is the College Success Program at the Perkins School for the Blind. And today, joining us to talk more about the program is Kate Cadillac. Kate, did I get your last name right?
You did. Well done.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, thanks for joining us today, bright and early on a Saturday morning here on the Beacon.
Of course, I'm glad to be with you.
Can you share a little bit of background about yourself and what you do with the College Success Program?
Absolutely. So I'm the assistant director of College Success at Perkins. Before my existing role, I've been teaching for about 5 years, three of which were here at Perkins.
Sure.
At Perkins, I taught high school students primarily in the STEM field, so science, technology, no engineering, but I did teach quite a bit of math as well. And then also some classes in the expanded core curriculum, and that's a set of skills that have been identified as crucial for individuals with visual impairments to learn, such as orientation and mobility, assistive technology, and things like that. I also have experience teaching in public schools as an itinerant teacher of the visually impaired. So that's a bit of my background on what I've been doing. And now, as the assistant director of College Success at Perkins, primarily I'm helping to develop the curriculum and get the program off the ground. So this is a really exciting time because we just launched our application a few weeks ago. We're very heavily recruiting for participants, and I'm going out to conferences and networking with people and trying to get the word out about the program.
Oh, very much so. And earlier you mentioned, being an itinerant teacher for the public schools. And as a lot of our listeners might know, I myself am a person with vision loss. And it's during our last keynote speech for our Lighthouse Scholarship ceremonies, something that I told the students is that, once they get to college, the TBI is no longer there to support them. Like I told
Exactly.
them, you've heard the rumors and they are true. And I
Right.
know that this is where the College Success Program comes into play. Can you tell us a little more about
You
what it
are
is?
absolutely correct. And I also want to mention that I too am someone who is visually impaired. I've been totally blind since about the age of 15.
Sure.
So shortly after losing my vision, I had to start thinking about going to college. So in addition to my, professional interests, I have a strong passion personally for enabling students who are visually impaired to make that transition to college and ultimately be successful adults.
Absolutely.
So in College Success at Perkins, our main objective is to, as the name implies, prepare students with the skills they need to reach that 2 or 4 year degree. And there's a lot of things that are involved in that. There are some existing programs that have a similar mission, but from our research, we found that these programs, they're much shorter in time. Some of them are only a matter of weeks, whereas our program is a 9-month residential program.
Sure.
So we are aiming for participants between the ages of 18 and 22, college-bound students who maybe are in their senior year of high school, thinking about whether they are going to go to college now or whether they need a transition year. But our program is also for students who have started college and they realize that they might need a little bit more support with learning, some of those decision-making and problem-solving skills, or the academic support, orientation and mobility, assistive technology, the list goes on, but there's so many reasons why students might need some extra support. So that's what our program is here to do. And because we're located in the greater Boston area, as you probably know, we are a hub for colleges.
Oh, very much
So we're
so.
absolutely. So we're very ideally located to have such a program. We're fortunate that we're going to be partnering with universities. Our students will have many opportunities to go on to college campuses and, start taking classes and begin those things that might frighten them or start doing the things that, as you said, teachers of visually impaired have done for students in the past. Like when a student's in high school and they need something put into Braille, it just appears on their desk when they need it because their TVI takes care of it for them.
Mm-hmm.
When in college, that's not the case. They have to advocate. They have to request the accommodations that they need. And sometimes they even need to put things in Braille themselves. So, you know, equipping students with those skills, getting them ready for the types of situations they might encounter is all what we're about.
So now, you know, it sounds like this is a very immersive experience for the students. So do they actually stay in dorms or department? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so on campus at Perkins, I should mention, if you haven't been, you should visit. Our campus is so beautiful. We have a lot of land, and people are always coming and commenting on the architecture. We have a beautiful pond. Just the landscaping is so nice. And you come here, and it's really a community. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a set of dorms on campus that were recently renovated. Mm-hmm. Students in the College Success Program will reside in those dorms and have access to the many public transportation options available in this area. And I already mentioned our proximity to Boston. It's just about 20 minutes to get into Boston, where, of course, all the universities are located. We do have some in Watertown, which is where Perkins campus is located as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm assuming that in the, you know, dorms, they practice all the independent living skills, you know, because in college, not only do you have to worry about the academic aspect of it, but also of the independent living, you know, cooking meals, cleaning and organizing your apartment, all of that stuff that, you know, sighted students have to worry about as well.
Certainly. So that's why our residential piece is so very important and special, I think, because mm-hmm. not all transition programs offer that. And
sure.
we think it's very important that, as you said, students get practice in, you know, not only just learning the independent living skills, which they certainly will have opportunities to do while part of the program. They'll be cooking and cleaning, but also to have an opportunity to live with others
mm-hmm.
and to kind of get the experience of being in a dorm and, you know, maybe sharing common spaces
Absolutely.
With other people, with same-aged peers. That's a really valuable experience for students before they head to college, and there's so many other variables to consider.
Oh, absolutely. Now, who is eligible for the College Success Program?
We are recruiting students, again, between the ages of 18 and 22, mm-hmm. students who are college-bound with visual impairments, students who have graduated high school, so maybe they just graduated, or they're in their senior year and they're going to be graduating in the spring of 2018, or they've started college already. Maybe they're in their freshman year and they're having a difficult time and they decide that they want to take a step back, continue to take classes, through our program, but they want some additional support.
Mm-hmm.
So in summary, we are going to recruit up to 15 students. Spaces are limited, so get your applications in now. We're expecting to have a full house.
And what is the application process like for people who might be interested?
Good question. Our application is live. Mm-hmm. It can be found on our website at www.perkins.org/college. And the application should be submitted simultaneously with an application to college.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning students who will be eligible for some at least state funding options will want to apply to college, apply to our program, and then they will defer their acceptance into the college. So they are with us for those 9 months, and then they, you know, with the intention of going to college after the transition year
mm-hmm.
at College Success.
Mm-hmm. And now, when is the application? Is there a deadline?
So we have two priority deadlines. Priority one is December 1st. Mm-hmm. Students who get their applications in by then will hear word by January 15th. Mm-hmm. Our second priority deadline is February 1st, right. And students will hear back from us by March 15th if they get their applications in by then.
Now, for those students that are accepted into the program, when does the program itself begin? Is there a date that it begins at?
Or? It will begin in late August mm-hmm. of 2018.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, makes sense because that's when universities are starting up.
Exactly.
And as I said, yeah, as part of this program, sure. students will actually be taking classes. So they'll be earning those college credits. They'll be taking online classes as well as classes on campuses.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. It's a full experience then. You can't,
absolutely. Fully
you
immersive,
can't ask for
as
anything
said.
better than that. Yeah. Yeah. So how can students contact you or how can they get more information?
Well, by visiting our website, again, at www.perkins.org/college. I'll also give my email address, which is kate.cadillac@perkins.org, and that's spelled kate.cadillac@perkins.org.
Well, great. Well, Kate, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I'm just really excited about getting the program off the ground. I think that, you know, this is a first of its kind type of program, and I think it really has potential to make a big impact, and I can't wait to get started with it.
Very much so, and it's a very important program, you know, as I said at the beginning, to help, as the name says, help students succeed in college, if you will.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. And for anyone that would like more information about the program, you can go to www.perkins.org/college. Well, Kate, thank you so much for your time and best of luck to you and the whole Perkins team.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, everyone, this is The Beacon. We'll be right back.